This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. The country is on fire. Democrats want to divide this country, want to divide us as Republicans and conservatives when a communist takeover of the United States ensues. And part of it is the vaccine. Absolutely. Do you realize that today Project Veritas revealed a Facebook campaign to censor vaccine hesitancy? Not a surprise. I reported to you yesterday that in the United Kingdom, it now turns out the big pharma companies that make money off the vaccine paid bribes, literally bribes, of billions of dollars to media in the United Kingdom to make sure the news was all positive about the vaccines. Can you imagine what's going on in this world? So today, whistleblower organization Project Veritas has obtained internal documents from Facebook insiders detailing the company's efforts to censor concerns over the COVID-19 vaccine. I've told you from the beginning, I never said don't get the vaccine. I know some conservatives have gotten it. Some of my fans have gotten it. And I'll never quibble with you. If you felt you needed to get it, then you need to get it. If that's what you needed to get out in the world and feel confident, then you have to get it. But don't ignore the thousands of deaths. Don't ignore the hundreds of thousands of people severely ill, all reported to the vaccine adverse effects system, which almost nobody reports. So if it's 4,000 dead, over the years they've proven it's about 10 times higher. So it's probably 40,000 dead. And if it's 400,000 with severe reactions to the COVID vaccine, those are the only ones who reported it, it's probably more like times 10, 4 million with severe reactions. And that has to be true because I know so many people who've gotten the vaccine and gotten deathly ill from it. And I know so many people who got the vaccine and got COVID. Never had COVID before. Sorry, my stapler's flying. Never had COVID before, but they got COVID after getting the vaccine. So the cover-up is massive, just like the cover-up of the stolen elections. Leaked company documents provided by two whistleblowers detail Facebook's plan to combat vaccine hesitancy, which is called VH, vaccine hesitancy, worldwide via comment emotion. They're trying to control the content before it even makes it onto your page, before you even see it, one insider told Project Veritas. If I lose my job, it's like, what do? But that's less of a concern to me. This is a brave person. The social media giant's goal is to reduce user exposure to those with VH, vaccine hesitancy, while also reducing the ability to engage with those posts from people with vaccine hesitancy. Am I saying that right? Hesitancy. Vaccine hesitancy. VH. One of the Facebook whistleblowers said the company uses a tier system to rank and determine how comments should be censored or buried. This is all based on how much the statements question or caution against the COVID vaccine. Tier 2, for instance, represents indirect discouragement. I keep telling you, it's a communist takeover of the United States. The hallmark of communism is censorship and banning and book banning and arrests and murders and indictments. You realize they tried to indict Steve Bannon even though he was pardoned? I was on Steve Bannon's show War Room today. Today at about 2:30 p.m. West Coast time, 5:30 East Coast time. And I got to greet Steve off mic, off camera, and let him know that I just read that minutes before a judge had thrown out his indictment. Steve Bannon is a free man, 100% free man. He was pardoned by the president, and they still Earl's office and the New York prosecutor's office. That entire district is filled with filth. communist filth, prejudiced, biased communist filth, out to indict and destroy anybody who disagrees with them. It's the communist hallmark. Censorship, banning, make you lose your job, make you spend millions of legal fees for something you didn't do. Absolute criminals. Communist scum. And Steve Bannon cleared. Tier 2, for instance, represents indirect discouragement of getting vaccinated. User comments such as these would be suppressed. Comments that include shocking stories that describe what could be the true events or facts that can raise safety concerns are demoted. Any of the such that raises concerns about coronavirus vaccines are fair game to be demoted and hidden, according to the source, despite authenticity or capacity to contribute to the public good. I have to do something, one of the Facebook insiders said. It doesn't matter if the comments are true, factual, or represent reality. The comment is demoted, buried, and hidden from public view if it clashes with the system. Now, keep in mind, I, Wayne Root, was banned for life from Twitter. And keep in mind, my second best mode of communication, Facebook, I'm still on it. It's a miracle. I don't know why. I don't know why I haven't been banned from Facebook. But all I can tell you is every person who's on Facebook tries to send me messages and says, Wayne, it's almost impossible to see your post. It's almost impossible to see your page. It's almost impossible to send you a message. They're hiding everything you do and everything you say. So I guess Twitter decided to ban, and Facebook decided to shadow ban. So no one can see what you write. They don't have to ban you because they figured they take too much heat from Wayne Root on his nationally syndicated radio show for banning me. So instead, they'll leave me up so I have nothing to complain about, but nobody can ever see my posts. And by the way, almost everything I say, they put misleading, fact check, misleading. Except they're all the truth, and everything they say is a lie. One of the insiders, a data center technician, showed documentation detailing an algorithm test being run on 1.5% of Facebook and Instagram's 3.8 billion users worldwide. They're trying to control this content before it even makes it onto your page, before you even see it. Project Veritas uploaded the entire Facebook vaccine hesitancy comment demotion document and the entire Facebook global operations primer health misinformation document on the investigative news site's website. A top Facebook spokesman reached and said a brief and broad statement in reply to Project Veritas that failed to address the investigative outlet's biggest questions regarding transparency. James O'Keefe, who's a great guy, founder of Project Veritas, said, I really wonder how Mark Zuckerberg will be able to defend this. His own employees are coming to Project Veritas because they can't stand the wrongdoing they're witnessing at the workplace. As part of the exposed Facebook series, Project Veritas revealed that Facebook employees were ordered to monitor, shadow ban, and delete pro-Trump content on the site. At the beginning of May, the Facebook Oversight Board announced the company ruled to uphold the platform's ban on former President Donald Trump. A leaked Facebook conference call from July 2020 caught CEO Mark Zuckerberg violating the tech giant's own rules, stating he didn't understand the long-term effects of modifying people's DNA and RNA in reference to the COVID vaccine. The footage was published in February of this year. Facebook's vice president for global affairs and communication was seen on video in February fleeing from a Project Veritas journalist over a previous statement he had made. The former Liberal Democrat Party leader Nick Clegg had argued on camera at the time that Facebook has too much power. Isn't that funny? Isn't that hilarious? None of this is funny, though. All of it is sick. All of it is sick, folks. This is what they're doing to us. They're destroying the United States of America. They're destroying us, and they're brainwashing you in every way. There was no election theft. There was no rigging of the election. To talk about it makes you a criminal. To talk about it makes you evil. To talk about it, you should lose your job because they stole it. And you can't question the lockdowns, even though every study in the world shows lockdowns never worked at all and cost everyone their business and their jobs. And you can't question masks, even though almost every study shows masks don't work. Masks make you sicker, and masks were never needed outdoors. And, of course, you can't question the vaccine or you're an anti-vaxxer, and that's like, you know, being a Holocaust denier. Even though study after study shows people are dying. Dying. Do you realize the first man to ever get the COVID-19 vaccine in the United Kingdom has died of unrelated illness? Bill Shakespeare made headlines in December for being the first man to get the COVID vaccine in the United Kingdom, and he died of an unrelated illness 5 months after receiving the Pfizer jab. According to British media, he died of a stroke. But it had nothing to do with the experimental COVID vaccine. Of course not. Everyone who dies of anything, cancer, stroke, heart disease, has nothing to do with COVID, but they called it COVID to scare you. And now everyone who really dies of the COVID vaccine, they say it's got nothing to do with COVID. This poor guy, Bill Shakespeare, he talked to people about it, would always encourage everyone to get their vaccine, and now he's dead. Dead, dead, dead. Is it possible it was something else? Of course. Is it possible the vaccine gave him a stroke? Absolutely. If you read all the medical websites I do, they're all promising that millions of people will die or be severely impacted by terrible illness like strokes, heart disease, cancer, and massive immune dysfunction disease and immune attacking disease over the next year and two and three by these vaccines. And strokes are one of the things they promised would happen. Strokes and blood clots. Here's a beautiful, wow, beautiful British model. Stephanie DuBois died from a blood clot days after receiving the AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. She suffered a serious thrombotic episode and needed to be hospitalized after receiving her first COVID dose. It's understood she suffered a brain hemorrhage and was in a coma before she died on Saturday afternoon. Here's a photo. She's got like the second hottest body in the entire world. Just so I don't get in trouble, my wife-to-be Cindy has the hottest body in the entire world. But this model has the second hottest body in the entire world. She took the COVID vaccine and she got a massive brain hemorrhage, went to a coma, and died. She had no underlying health conditions. She immediately started feeling under the weather. She put out a tweet. I had the vaccine today. I hate needles. Now I feel horrendous. Pizza in bed for me. Her condition soon worsened. Her body began convulsing, and she began having difficulty breathing. There's your COVID vaccine, you sheep.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound.
You.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you have an idea?
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, if you like my show, you're going to love my podcast, The War Raw Podcast by Wayne Allen Root. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. You like that rhyming type thing? I'm like Muhammad Ali. God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump. I wish I could find a couple things that rhyme with wall. If you love a wall, if you love security, walls and fences and electrified fences, you're going to love War Raw. Check out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And then the weekend one is my favorite. The weekend one is where I give you the top 10 news stories of the week, except for this week. This week's weekend one will be my 30-minute one-on-one interview with President Donald Trump. And if you want to hear that interview live, tune into the show tomorrow, mañana, tomorrow, Wayne Root one-on-one, President Trump and Mike Lindell of MyPillow, both with us tomorrow. Today I did the Steve Bannon show. I was the guest. I electrified the show. The producer texted me afterwards and said, wow, 2 exclamation points. You got us so excited. You're electric. I told him I'm a tough Jew. I told him Jews need to toughen up. We need a whole organization of tough Jews to take on the brutes that think they can ask if you're Jewish or not and then beat you. We'll see about that one. You see if you try that with me. It's going to be problems. I'm warning you up front. And I challenged liberal, major liberal talk show host. I dare you to step into the ring with me in Las Vegas at the MGM. 5,000 Republicans on one side, 5,000 Democrats on the other, screaming for blood. And we'll get in the ring together. And may the best man leave that ring, and the other one may not leave. And I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be me who leaves. It's going to be me who kicks your ass. Communist scum. But you're all afraid. Nobody will take me up on it. Where do you get the Waiting Room podcast? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. The whole country is being brainwashed. Chicago segregates restaurants for the unvaccinated. Can you imagine if I told you white people on one side, blacks on the other? Can you imagine if I said men on one side, women on the other? Can you imagine if I said Jews on one side, non-Jews on the other? But Chicago restaurant owners plan to introduce vaccinated and non-vaccinated sections. Can you imagine? First of all, you have no right to ask me. The next time someone asks me, are you vaccinated? Have you had the vaccine? My answer is, are you an American citizen? Are you able to vote? Do you have HIV? Do you have gonorrhea? Are you undergoing cancer treatment? I'd like to know about your entire life. Maybe you could tell me the answer to those things. If you tell me if you have gonorrhea or HIV, I'll tell you if I got the vaccine. If you tell me if you're an American citizen and you're really legally able to vote, I'll tell you if I got the vaccine. You lying Democrat scum. This weekend at Moe's Cantina, Chicago, neon bracelets will be handed out to vaccinated people where they can mingle in an unrestricted section in the restaurant. For everyone else, the unvaccinated section will have socially distanced tables and partitions. We've decided to divide, said owner Sam Sanchez, and you're free to come on this side, go to the bar. You could be pre-pandemic. Customers would have to show proof of their complete vaccination history to relax in a no-restriction section that resembles a pre-COVID world. Sanchez serves as the chairman of the Illinois Restaurant Association. This is sick stuff. Oh, I want to get him on the show. Are you listening, my great executive producer, Andrew Paul? Let's get this guy on the show. Let's have a real debate. His name is Sanchez. Where's his name? Let's see. Sam Sanchez. He is the owner of, what's the name of the restaurant? Moe's Cantina in Chicago. Moe's Cantina, and he is the chairman of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Get me Sam Sanchez. Hey, Sam, I'd like you in a ring, too. Let's get in the ring together. Let's see if you want to fight someone who'll kick your ass who's unvaccinated. You moron. These people are such morons. 127 TV episodes so far have pushed Black Lives Matter and defund the police in the years since George Floyd's death. You are being brainwashed every single day about vaccines, lockdowns, masks, Black Lives Matter, communist government. Joe Biden not being brain dead with dementia. You're being brainwashed every single day. When we get back, actor John Cena apologized for a $1 billion mistake on social media in Chinese. He apologized, groveling on his knees.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House remains upbeat about reaching a bipartisan agreement on a huge infrastructure package. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting progress is being made in the Senate. The main sticking point, how to pay for it. As calls for defunding the police continue across the country in major U.S. cities, Minneapolis is one of several major cities experiencing a spike in violent crime, with murders up by double digits in New York, Chicago, and Atlanta as well. Murders up by over 800% in Portland. As far as what's leading to the violence, columnist and author for the Wall Street Journal, Heather McDonald, believes
the cops are backing off and criminals are emboldened. And if we don't turn this around, this is going to be a very bad summer.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-125.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Before I get... the nationally syndicated show. We're in over 50 markets around the United States, but I always believe what happens in Vegas spreads all over the United States. We are a sign of what's to come or what's already happening all over the country. So I bring a lot of Vegas guests to talk about a lot of bad things happening in Vegas that you got to be careful might be spreading to your community. But before we get to my esteemed guest, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Trump Rules. Every bit of success I've ever had in my life has come from my lifelong study of Donald Trump, and it's been uncanny. You know, he's a best-selling author. I'm a best-selling author. He's produced top reality TV shows. I produced three best-selling reality TV shows, including the number one show in the history of Travel Channel. You know, he's been in the gaming business, casino business. I'm now got a publicly traded company that has three gaming licenses and is involved in sports gaming. I mean, it's really uncanny. Everything I've ever done, every bit of success I've ever had came from studying my mentor, Donald Trump, when I was in college at Columbia University 40 years ago, 37, 38, 40 years ago. And I wrote a book about it called Trump Rules with the three most important Trump rules that will change your life and 13 ancillary rules. And that book became number one in 12 categories at Amazon. So I owe it all to President Trump. And he'll be on this show tomorrow with a one-on-one 30-minute interview with yours truly. So make sure you tune in at 3 o'clock tomorrow. President Donald Trump will be with us, followed by Mike Lindell of MyPillow fame. So some great guests tomorrow, some great guests this week. I was on Steve Bannon's show, War Room, just literally an hour or so ago. So lots of good things happening. But some real controversy going on here in Las Vegas, which is Clark County. And with the Clark County Republican Party, the leader of the Clark County Republican Party, the chairman, is Dave Sajak. And he's a good guy and a good friend of mine. And he's on the show right now. Dave, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Thank you, Wayne. I'm great, thanks. And congratulations on landing President Trump. That's
thank you,
quite
sir.
A coup for you, and you deserve it.
Thank you. So let's talk about what's going on here, because I fear that this is going on all over the country. People are trying to, I mean, I know you, and I know my beautiful, gorgeous fiancée, Cindy, who's one of your board of trustees. I know all the board members. I've met everybody. And you're all fine people, and you're all Trumpers. You're all very pro-Trump. And I know Kerry Buck, who's running for the new chairman, very pro-Trump. And yet there's a group out there that's trying to paint you as anti-Trump and claiming that they're pro-Trump and that you're a bunch of rhinos. There isn't one rhino among you. I don't believe you've ever been a rhino. In my lifetime, I've never been a rhino. I hate rhinos. My wife-to-be Cindy's not a rhino. None of your board members are rhinos, but they're calling you rhinos because I'd be willing to bet you that that group, and again, I'll say this is just my guess, allegedly, maybe, might be, paid by the Democrat Party to cause trouble and to divide us. Why is a group doing this, trying to say that you're bad, when I've watched you for years and I believe you're good and I believe your board is good and I believe you're doing good things and I believe you fought for Trump, and this group out of nowhere is making threats against your life, you tell me, and they're a bunch of thugs, you tell me, and they're claiming you're rhinos and that's not true. What the heck is going on?
Well, that's a good question, Wayne. It's definitely disgusting, and you characterized it exactly accurate. But all I can see is that it's a power play to try and take over the Clark County Party by the state chairman again. He hasn't had control of it for 3 or 4 years now, and he doesn't like that. He's brought in some very bad people that are anti-Semitic and racist, that they got caught last week. With a website where 7 of them were the administrators and owners of an anti-Semitic Nazi hate group. They tried to claim that it was just one member that put the stuff up, the content up, without their knowledge. Completely untrue. It has to be, because there was 28 or 29 posts on there that were the worst, most vile things you've ever seen in your life. The whole entire website was about anti-Semitic, hate group things. And these 7 individuals that are involved in this are the members, were the owners and administrators of this. And there was no other content on the website. A number of the press had seen it before it was blocked or taken down and hidden. They have it all documented. They, the news stations have seen it. The newspaper has seen it. Numerous members of the journalistic community, including yourself, have seen it.
You showed it to me. You showed it to me because, hey, listen, here's how fair I am. I love David, and I've been a fan and friend of David's. I still said, I won't believe it till I see it with my own eyes. You have to prove it to me. And I showed up at David's office, and they've showed me the links between one site where they act like they're big, wonderful people fighting for, you know, conservatism and capitalism and no masks and all that, which are the things I really fight for every day. And then the connections, the links to the other site where their members control it. And you know that I'm Jewish, a proud Jewish conservative Republican who loves this country and was so disgusting. I was so horrified. I was so shocked that in my America, there are people claiming to be Republicans, claiming to be real Trump conservatives. Well, we're a bunch of rhinos. You're a bunch of rhinos. And they have Nazi symbols. And they say horrible things about Jews. They blame Jews. It's racist comments. Disgusting. And they tried to fool me, David. They invited me to speak at their event. And I'm not going to say the name of the event. I'm not going to say anything. They invited me to speak at an event that sounded like a Republican business event. And when David and his staff showed me the site and the people that are associated with that group that's supposedly a business Republican group, and those comments on the site that hate Jews and filled with hate speech and racism and anti-Semitism, I backed out. I told them, you disgust me, and I want nothing to do with you. But guess what? That group is now the group you're telling me that's trying to take over the Clark County Republican Party. True?
Yes, Wayne, that's 100% true. And you know I would never stand for anyone being a member of a hate group belonging to the Republican Party, and a big push on this is to protect President Trump.
Yes,
you know,
agreed.
President Trump has finally gotten distanced from the Proud Boys and the racists and those, you know, awful people that espouse values that I know our president doesn't believe in. And I'm trying to protect our president as I tried to do on the campaign trail and advocate for his presidency. And I'd welcome him to run again in 2024 and would love it, because obviously the direction our country is going in now is completely awful. And
could anyone, let me get this out, David. Anyone characterize you or the members of your board as rhinos?
We are the farthest thing from rhinos. I think my affinity score, which, you know, measures how conservative and Republican you've been your entire life, is like you, Wayne. It's in the 97 to 98 to 99 percentile range.
Wait a minute. You're insulting me. I'm at 100. Trust me. You're insulting me, David Sajak. I'm at 100. There's no rhinos in this conversation, and there's no rhinos in that board. My beautiful fiance, Cindy, is the last thing you'd ever. She's a Texas cowgirl, capitalist, Republican, conservative, proud Trumper. There's no rhinos on your board. This is a travesty, and the people who are trying to do this are obviously lying, but I'll say allegedly might be, could be, sounds like lying, sounds like could be allegedly causing problems, because maybe they're committing fraud, allegedly might be, by saying lies about you, or maybe might be allegedly paid off by Democrats to cause trouble and divide our party. Does that occur to you, that maybe this is what these groups are doing? They're trying to divide us.
It's very possible. I know two of their members have criminal records.
It's not what we want associated with our party. I know that. I know President Trump doesn't want to be around people with criminal records. I know President Trump doesn't want to be around people who have been associated with threats and thuggery. I know he doesn't want to be around people that have been arrested for having heroin in their car. I know he doesn't want to be around people that hate Jews. President Trump, like me, loves the Jewish people, loves Israel. I've been around him, and he always tells me how much he loves Israel and the Jewish people. And yet this group, it sounds like, allegedly, is involved in hate towards Jews. How could we let this group take over the Clark County Republican Party? It would be an abomination.
Well, it's awful. And Wayne, there's some questions that the state chairman has to answer. First off, he's been pivoting on the real question of the censure of the Secretary of State, Barbara Sagosky, and letting these people into the group to vote. So there's some questions that Chairman McDonald has to answer. First, how and why did these people get involved in the state party meeting on April 10th? The second question is, Why are they saying our state chairman, Jesse Law, and Jolette Gowans welcomed them in, recruited them in, and helped them get there? And third question is, after they were identified as racist Nazis and awful people, why did the state chair say two or three times now that there's a place for every registered Republican? When is he going to condemn these folks? When is he going to tell everyone? When is he going to, the state Senate, as you know, by the way, the state Senate unanimously voted to audit the vote for the Secretary of State. When is he going to provide the record as to how these people got proxy to go to the state meeting?
Very sad stuff. Quickly, we've got like 30 seconds for you to sum up what happened in court today. Did you win or did you lose in court today with the idea of not holding the meeting tonight because of threats of violence?
Well, we had already canceled the meeting yesterday at the because of our security people and the threat assessment. So they went to court today, and the judge said that she doesn't want any meeting held because she saw all the posts that said they were going to hold their own CCRP meeting, and they were going to, reorganize and form a new CCRP, which is not legal. We're the ones that are the party that have been elected and did it properly.
All right, David, we got to run. I wish you lots of luck. I want the real Trumpers and the real conservatives to win this thing for the Cook County Republican Party. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I think the whole key takeaway of that interview I just had with the chairman, Dave Sajak, of the Clark County Republican Party, is my gut instinct is right 99.9%. No one's right 100. I've been wrong a few times in my life. Everyone has, but I've made literally hundreds of predictions and gut instinct guesses on this show in the 6 years I've been on the air, 6 years on the air, 5 years on national radio, and three of them on national TV, and now podcast as well, and literally hundreds and hundreds of predictions, hundreds and hundreds of common sense guesses. And it sounds to me like the Democrat Party is paying, like the Reed machine is paying some thugs to make believe that they're Republicans and to infiltrate and take over the Clark County GOP and to then, therefore, bring great, terrible disfavor upon the Republican Party and President Trump because they claim they're such Trumpers and they're such conservatives. They're such great people. And they've got criminal records. And one of them had heroin in his car. And they're making vicious threats against the lives of the people who are working so hard on the Clark County Republican Party Club that they scared them to death. The police say the threat assessment of terrorism is wild and wildly high. They're scaring people to death. People have children. These are families, family people. And I don't believe this has to do with Proud Boys or white extremists or Jew haters. I don't believe that for one second. It might have to do with them, but they're being used, in my opinion, by the Democrat Party to bring disfavor and slander upon Trump and Trump's name and the Republican Party. Because this party, of course we have to be an open tent party. Are you kidding me? Of course I want to see everybody be a Republican. But not everybody, everybody. I don't want people with criminal records, especially for drug use or thuggery. I don't want people guilty of murder at a place like Leavenworth to be in my Republican Party, especially in leadership. I don't want people who say they hate Jews to be in my Republican Party. I don't want people who say they hate blacks to be in my Republican Party. I don't want people who brag openly they're chauvinists, and then every person they come after is a Republican woman. They're all rhinos. They're terrible. We're going to end their reign of rhinoism. They only come after women. Isn't that funny? You know, because, you know, they're probably a bunch of men with very small penises, obviously. That's what you get here, you know? That's really what you get. When people do things like that, it's to overcompensate for something else that's wrong in their life. Whether they were born with a really small penis, or whether they have a really small ego. You know, they just hate themselves. They just think they're nothing. And they got to resort to violence and threats and thuggery. And then they got to lie and claim they're the real Republicans. You know, if there's ever been a rhino in the world, all those rhinos hate Wayne Allyn Root. So obviously, if I like the people on the board now, obviously they're not rhinos. They can't be rhinos. I spent 3 hours a day attacking rhinos and criticizing rhinos. But what they've done now, see, it has to be Democrats paying off these people, these thugs, to act like Republicans and portray themselves as Republicans while they have a history of being thugs and Jew haters and anti-Semites and racists. But again, I'll say allegedly. They allegedly have that history. They might have that history. It's possible they have that history. It's possible they're all people who have been criminals and been indicted or been arrested in the past. It's all possible, allegedly. It just smells bad. One thing we know for sure is they've made really bad threats. That's a fact. You don't have to say might have, could have, should have, allegedly, when it comes to the threats that the police have seen and that the judge saw today. There's no place in the Republican Party for threats. No place at all. You take that stuff somewhere else. Because you ain't going to win. And if they do win, then they've chosen to destroy the Nevada Republican Party and the Clark County Republican Party. Clearly, it's the doing of the Democrat Party. Clearly. Because if you put people in leadership who have criminal records, if you allow people to run for office who have criminal records, if you allow people to lead the Republican Party in Nevada or Clark County who threaten people for a living, if you allow people who run websites where everybody has hate speech against Jews and against blacks, then you've ruined the Republican Party. It's the absolute rainy dream, because I can't say the other word on radio, I don't believe, right, Chris? It's the rainy dream of the Democrat Party and the Reid machine to pay people to portray themselves as Republicans, to take over the Republican Party, and to claim the other ones are rhinos, even though they've been lifelong Trump supporters. There's something very deeply disturbing and dirty going on right now. And this might be happening all over America, which is why I put it on my show. Don't think it's just happening in Clark County. What happens in Vegas happens everywhere. What happens in Vegas is spreading everywhere. What happens in Vegas might have already happened elsewhere. Very scary stuff. Republicans everywhere, be on the lookout for Republicans who aren't Republicans being paid off by Democrats, but they're thugs.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.